Today is Friday, May 27th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm just holding my microphone because Daniel wants me to set up the microphone in their room because their room is a suite and there's a little bit more room. So they have a separate bedroom and a living room. And so, and he wants to record a little level 13. That's for those of you who don't know, I do another podcast with my best buddy, Daniel Brewer, and it's called Mix Minus, or as he likes to refer to it, The Mix. You can find mixminuspodcast.com. But anyway, we have a special secret, not really secret, but a club for our most avid listeners, and we do extra stuff. It's absolutely free, and he wants to record something every day. So he said, oh, we just need to have everything set up in our suite so you can just come here and record. And so I also will need to record Geeky Gay there. And I don't want to, I've got a mic stand, but I don't want to pull it out and put it together and then immediately have to put it back in the bag, like take it apart, put it back in the bag, all that kind of stuff. And so there we go. So anyway, we are on the ship, but to go backwards a little bit, I was talking to you guys about the flight. And I will say, Lamont Cranston on Twitter said that I should raise a stink because if you pay for first class, you should be given that first class treatment. And if they were ignoring me, that I should make, I probably won't make a big deal out of it because, I mean, what are they going to do really? And how am I going to prove it? You know, it was just a line and it's over now. Anyway, the flight was pretty much uneventful. There were a couple of things. The lady next to me was really unhappy because apparently her husband was supposed to be sitting with her and somehow it didn't work out. She said the airline made a mistake. I don't know. You know, I don't know what happened, but she wanted to talk about it nonstop. And other than that, I mean, it was pretty uneventful. There was nothing to write home about in first class, actually. I've done first class before, but not very often. Because I've never felt like it's worth it to pay so much more money for a little bit of extra room, you know, real glass and real silverware. And, you know, when you say real silverware, that's not even quite true. I mean, it's not silver. You know, it's flatware, you know, your plates, everything. I don't even think the plates were all real, but I did get a meal, a chicken with some kind of marsala sauce on it, some loaded mashed potatoes, a roll, a hot roll, which was nice, a salad. And then I had some ice cream for dessert. They called it a sorbet, but I mean, or gelato, but they were just trying to be fancy. It was vanilla ice cream in a cup. So when I got in, I waited quite a while for my bag. But finally, the bag started coming around the little machine. Got my bag, got everything, decided to do Uber because that's easiest for me because I have an app on my phone. So I found the Uber and Lyft pickup area in the airport and went to that. And then I found an Uber. And he arrived within about 5 minutes, and it was about a 20-minute drive to the hotel. And it was about midnight when I checked in, and she said, I'm so sorry, sir, but we sold out of, we overbooked, I guess, our king suites, which basically just means there was only one king bed instead of two queen beds because I'm one person. But anyway, I checked in. And she gave me a free drink because I had to, you know, accept a room with two queen. But I don't care. I mean, whatever. I just need a bed. The room was exactly the same. It was just the layout of the room. And the room was nice. It was a nice room. It had a living room area with a desk and a refrigerator and a bathroom and all of that. And then the bedroom, I guess the bathroom was technically in the bedroom area. And there was a nice little divider between the living room and the bedroom. And there's a TV in the middle, so you could see it from either the bed or the living room area. And Daniel came over. Zach was in the room. I guess he had already gone to sleep. They had gone out because they arrived. I think they arrived around 2 in the afternoon on Wednesday. So they had had time to check in, walk around a little bit, you know, do all this stuff. And, you know, they found a bar. And so they went to a bar, some gay bar. And I guess Zach was tired. They had had a little bit to drink. And so Zach, I think, went to bed. Daniel came to my room. And he made me take my COVID test because I did not take my COVID test before I left. Because I thought, you know what, if I have it, I mean, I had no reason to think I have it because I wasn't having symptoms. I've been having a little bit of a runny nose recently, but I have allergies. And so I always get allergies around this time of year because trees are blooming, flowers are blooming, like all of this kind of stuff. But you never know. I don't have a temperature. I don't have shortness of breath. Other than, you know, getting old and weighing too much at the moment. But, I don't any unusual fatigue. So no real symptoms, but I was just like, oh, I'm going to go there. I don't think I have it. And I did test a couple of weeks ago and I was negative. And I've been pretty much quarantining myself, but I was like, I'm going to wait till I get to Seattle because if I have it, I'll just quarantine in the hotel. At least I'll be on vacation. He was like, and Daniel was a lot drunk. And so he was he was telling me the plans that they had made for Thursday for us. And he told me about 5 times. And then, I did the COVID test and it was interesting. There's a box and you have to do this on video with your phone. So you can't open the box. You scan a QR code, you download an app, and then you scan a QR code and it calls some person in a call center. And it's the same COVID test that if you've taken an at-home COVID test, it's exactly the same. There's a card, there's like a vial of fluid, a little plastic thing of fluid, and then there's like this big Q-tip thing that you stick up your nose. But you have to do it with someone. So they have you scan some QR codes. They're on the call. They're like, hello, sir. Blah, 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 blah. Do this, do that. They walk you through it. But it's the same. If you've done it, it's the same. But they're watching the whole time on camera. So it's the 15-minute test. And I thought, am I going to have to stay on the phone with this person for 15 minutes? So anyway, but no. So when they get to the part, so you stick the Q-tip in the little thing, you close it up, you know, and then they make you set it where the phone, you have to leave your phone propped up so that it can see the card and you cannot touch the card. They start a timer and the camera, they say the camera can never go off of this card. For the whole 15 minutes, it has to be on the card. You can step away. You cannot touch the card. So when the 15 minutes is up, it calls another agent. So I had 2 different agents. They come back on. They're like, hello, sir. Can you read the results to me? And then they're like, okay, show it to me. Hold it up to the camera. And they scan a QR code and they look at it. And they're like, okay, sir, you're negative. And so I was negative. And then they email you a report. And that's what you use for Royal Caribbean. So anyway, I did that. And then Daniel left. And I relaxed. I couldn't quite go to sleep, even though it was already like, I don't know, 1:30 in the morning. So I watched another episode of Expanse. And then I went to sleep. And that was my Wednesday. And then I got up around, I don't really know exactly what time I got up, but I got up 9:30, something like that, on Thursday. And then we went to, I got ready and everything, and then we went to the Space Needle. And we walked around, took a couple of pictures of this park that's near the Space Needle, and then we went in, we went up and, you know, took in the view and everything. And they had something new that I don't remember from the last time I was at the Space Needle. They now have a floor that's like one of those plexiglass floors that see through, and it's on a rotating thing so you can stand on it, and it kind of looks like you're standing over, you know, nothing. And Zach was a little bit nervous about that, but he did it, and yeah, so... All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys Monday. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.